And then my sophomore year, we had a pretty like catastrophic start. They just went 2-15, and we finished dead last in the conference. So,
hey there. My name is Dominic Smith, and I have Bailey Lyons right alongside me today. You just heard Coach Nathan Matthews, who's currently the head coach of Wittenberg Men's Volleyball, talking about his time as a player on the Wittenberg Men's Volleyball team. Let's hear some more of what he has to say.
I do know our program's not in good shape right now. Some people think we should, you know, try and hire a new coach. Some people think we should just get rid of the program.
For a school that has men's volleyball as one of their most successful sports, it's hard to imagine the state that this program was in. How did this happen? What changed? What did coaches Nathan Matthews and Ryan Work set out to do? These are all questions Bailey and I set out to answer. Coach Matthews was a part of the inaugural men's volleyball team, the pioneers who brought the sport to Wittenberg. We made sure to ask him what his experience was like. Here's what he had to say.
It was basically like just a big group of 18-year-old boys just rolled up and like tried to start a program. So. Yeah.
The interesting thing is that new programs tend to struggle, but that initially was not the case for this new Wittenberg men's volleyball team.
Found like immediate success, which was like actually probably pretty bad for us. It fell apart pretty quickly after that. But yeah, we thought we were, you know, hot stuff for a second.
After this hot start, it went all downhill from there. The team fell off, no other way to put it. Assistant coach Ryan Work summed it up like this.
We struggled for how good we were and how high potential we had. We never reached it.
All of the struggles surrounding the men's volleyball team made Wittenberg question if there should even be a men's volleyball team at Wittenberg.
They were genuinely considering whether it made sense to like keep having a men's volleyball team.
Right around this time, Nathan's years at Wittenberg would come to a close. He graduated with a degree in sport management. Using these credentials, he got a job at the University of Kentucky as the women's volleyball assistant there. And inevitably, as a coach there, he would end up winning a national championship. Piggybacking on this success, and with the help of naive idealism, Nathan would return to Wittenberg to hopefully rebuild the program he once played at. I asked Coach Nathan to be brutally honest about the rebuild and how it impacted him. Here's what he had to say.
Building up from where we were to get to where we are now, I wouldn't do it again.
I asked Coach Matthews why this struggle was so hard. His response, the doubters of the program, the people who thought the program could never be successful.
Right, I was going to All-State players, trying to recruit them, and being like, don't look at the dumpster fire behind me.
People thought Coach Matthews was crazy. How could this dumpster fire, quote, of a team do anything special one day? But one thing that he kept repeating to these prospective players really stood out to them, and we asked him what that was, and here's what he had to say.
We're striving to be the very best we could possibly be.
And with that one simple phrase, people were sold. Players who wanted to work hard began to commit. Soon there was an exciting number of talented commits. However, Nathan knew that talent wasn't going to win games alone.
I knew how important it was to, like, empower the players, right?
This aspect of empowerment is what caused this new and improved Wittenberg men's volleyball team to win two back-to-back conference championships. We asked assistant coach Ryan Rourke to reflect upon his experience on the Wittenberg men's volleyball team versus now from a different perspective, specifically as the coach. Here's what he had to say.
Our experience, Nathan and mine's, compared to especially now, was just like polar opposite.
We asked Coach Ryan to elaborate. What truly makes a difference between a winning program and a not winning program? Here's what he had to say.
It's pretty cool. To be a part of what it was, and can't say it was something that absolutely loved all the time. Like, I loved my team back then and the guys I played with all my heart, all of them. But the experiences that we had all the time were not so heartfelt. And to literally just go into the gym every day now in the same program, but that like I started in, but now like something even more so that I've helped create and recreate, we should say. It's incredible. And literally every day is just like, I love my job. Like, it can be exhausting, it can be frustrating, and sometimes I hate moments, but I love all of it, which is not anything like I've ever done.
Finally, we asked Ryan to reflect on the season ahead. Where does he think that the Wittenberg men's volleyball team will end up at the end of this season? Here's what he had to say.
This is the greatest team we've ever had. Like, not just, I mean, athletic potential, absolutely. But like culture, guys who are driven and want the highest success that there is, and to play to the very last day possible, which is exactly where I think we're going this season.
And there you have it, the story of the revival of Wittenberg men's volleyball. This is Dominic Smith, Bailey Lyons, signing off. Have a good day, everybody.